This is Dak Prescott, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission. I am Rob Motti with my beautiful wife, Remy. It is great to be with you again in Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Orlando, Charlotte, Atlanta, and Philadelphia, or wherever you're listening to us on the podcast version of this episode. Thank you for tuning in. Our special guest this week is Trevor Lawrence, who was the number one overall pick by the Jacksonville Jaguars after a tremendous career at Clemson. Sat down with Trevor this week, talked to him, and look forward to sharing that conversation with you coming up. One of the things that first struck me about Trevor was not the fact that he led the Clemson Tigers to a national championship as a true freshman 3 years ago, but it was during that year as a freshman where he was doing some interviews and he was asked about his success, and he talked about his identity being in Christ and how win or lose, success or failure, he knows who he is because he's rooted in the Lord. And I wanted to talk about that. We've talked about it quite a bit on this show, but I think this is a struggle for so many of us. It's something that we look at success, we look at failure, we look at what we're trying to accomplish, we view what the world considers achievements and successful, and we get caught up in that, and it's easy to, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to strive to achieve more, really wanting to be the best version of yourself, but we need to always consider that we are who Christ made us to be. Our identity is in Him. He loves us regardless of how much money we make, the titles we have, the jobs we hold, the cars we drive, the zip code we live in, or any of that stuff.
That's right. I feel like nowadays, too, in this culture we live in, I feel like success is not necessarily any of those things anymore. Because if the pandemic showed us anything, it's just like leveled everybody. Like everybody was just like home chilling, whether you're a millionaire or someone that's like doesn't have a penny to their name.
Right.
So I feel like success became happiness, peace, and joy, regardless of what's happening. That's really what I came up with. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I realized.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. Like, you could own a yacht down the street. Whatever. You still can't use it.
16,000 yachts. You know, no, you're right.
You can have a plane. You can't fly it. You can have a building. You can do nothing with it but just sit there. So it just leveled everything. And it just made me realize, you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What is success? Success is just being happy with who you are.
Yes.
Being content with who you are, content with the life you live, but just be mindful that you're made for more. You know, be mindful that God made you to conquer a lot, to do a lot with Him, but don't get caught up in a whole like, if I get this, I'll be happy. If I get that, I'll be happy. If I have this, I'll be happy.
Living in wait. Right. I think sometimes we get stuck living in waiting, living in and that's kind of something that I feel
that's what I'm at right now.
Like you're in the waiting, like you're waiting for tomorrow. You're waiting for next week. You're waiting for next month. It's going to get better. My situation is going to change. I'm going to get this. I'm going to do this. Whereas we can embrace and enjoy every single moment and each and every day. I want to touch on a little bit too of what success looks like to some people, because I think right now too, in this day and age, success is blurred because sometimes people mistake social media following for success. Like somebody could be very active on social media and all these followers and engaging and whatnot and really struggling financially, whereas some people like aren't doing anything on social media, and they don't need to because they're not trying to build a brand, or they're not trying to do this, or they're not trying to do that. Right. So we sometimes we don't know how to define success worldly even. But none of that should matter.
The world doesn't know what is good and what's not. I was trying to find something that I read recently about that, like, this whole world is being replaced by like this, you know, you got to do this to be that, you got to be this.
Yeah.
But it's really all like everything is, it really boils down to just peace in your heart and happiness regardless and joy regardless. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's hard. Okay. I'm not going to sit here and say it's easy. It's definitely not. Especially when you open social media and you start like subconsciously just looking someone else's life or looking at someone else's career or looking at someone. Like if you're in a phase, like we're in a phase right now, we're trying to do something and other people around us are doing it faster. Or better, or whatever.
We're in a holding pattern. When you're in a holding pattern.
We're in this hold, and we don't know what the hold is
there's
about.
There's some uncertainty, and there's some things, but...
And you're like, how come they do it fast? How come they do it fast? But we don't know the backstory. We don't know what's going on.
But and that's why it's so important. It's so important to have your identity rest in Christ. When you are in Him... When you are in the Lord, when we realize that He loves us, that He chose us. I want to read from Ephesians 1:4. Mm-hmm. And Paul writes in here, and in love He chose us before He laid the foundation of the universe. Because of His great love, He ordained us so that we would be seen as holy in His eyes with an unstained innocence. That is such a beautiful verse. When you read that, when you think about that, when you reflect on that, He chose us because He loves us. He knew we're sinners.
Yeah.
He knew we're going to be failures. He knew we're going to make mistakes. He knew sometimes we're going to act so repugnant and horrific and awful, but He loves us. And we don't have to prove ourselves to someone else.
Yeah.
We don't have to continually try to live to prove and be in competition with our neighbor or, and I say that generally speaking, I don't mean necessarily your next door neighbor, but someone else in your, a colleague, a peer, someone at work. We don't have to put ourselves in direct competition. And so it's easy to get caught up in that.
Right.
But He chose us because He loves us. And because of His great love, He ordained us so that we would be seen as holy in His eyes. Man, when I look at that, He's blessed us. He pardons us. He forgives us. He's given us peace, redemption, and then the greatest gift of all, illumination from His Holy Spirit. That, to me, is to be called sons and daughters of the King. What greater title do we need? What greater accomplishment do we need? And I'm talking about this, and I haven't even announced an incredible, exciting promotion and a new title and all this stuff that I have going on that has just been ordained by God. Because you and
that
I...
That one is definitely ordained by God.
you and I know what we're going through, and we haven't even talked about it. But we've seen God move mountains, and we will in time talk about it, but we've seen God move mountains. We've seen God move where in areas where we thought this can't happen now. This may not happen till next week. This may not happen till 3 years from now, 4 years from now, 5 years from now, but it's happening now. But I put my identity in Him no matter what goes on around me. And it is a constant struggle. It really is.
It really is because, well, I'm impatient, you know.
We all are.
I really am.
You're a little more impatient than most.
Yeah, I'm very impatient.
Like, we don't have time to get into conversations that, you know, we have at night, and then I go to bed and wake up and you expect something to have changed overnight.
Yeah, see,
but
that's how impatient I am.
I'm like, we discussed this last night. How can it change by morning time? We just
had
this conversation.
I'm that person that wants like things instantaneously. And I just feel like God sometimes puts me in this like timeout. Like, girl, you need to chill, okay? It's not going to happen right now. So, and then I know that
you hate
God,
being on hold.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is why I hate phone calls.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I don't like the hold. I think I like wrestling my way into things, and God doesn't like that. Jesus always reminds me, like, stop manhandling this situation. Like, you need to stop it. You need to chill out. I got this. It's all, like, is all under my control. Like, and this is why I write stuff. This is why I write stuff down, because I have to come back to how He helped me before, and I need to just remind myself of that, because it's important.
When our identity is in the Lord, we can choose to live a great life, as holy as possible, and do the right things, or we can choose to go against His will. And if we go against His will, then we'll miss out on opportunities. But if we follow what a fruitful life looks like, it's going to be incredible for us. Up next, you're going to hear from Trevor Lawrence. You're listening to Faith on a Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission with Rob and Remy Mahdi.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to IJM.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
Karen University is a biblical university located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Center City, Philadelphia. With NCAA Division III athletics, a strong commitment to the arts, and majors in over 40 professional and academic fields, Karen prepares students to serve Christ as biblically minded, well-educated, and professionally competent men and women of character. Learn more at karen.edu.
With 33 convenient locations, Heritage's Dairy Stores desires to be your deli of choice. Heritage's full-service delis offer great-tasting products for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Hairy Egg Breakfast Sandwich, made with two farm-fresh eggs, cheese, choice meat on a fresh Kaiser roll, makes morning simple. Heritage's famous subs are built on freshly baked Lissio rolls and feature Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses, freshly sliced anytime. Making lunches at home? Try one of our lunchbox specials, which are sure to please. Heritage's Dairy Stores, our family, your hometown deli.
This is Trevor Story, Colorado Rockies. You're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome back to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission. I'm Rob Mahdi with Remy. If you're listening to us for the first time, you can go to faithonthefieldshow.com. Find every episode since we launched in 2017. We've had an awesome lineup of guests, and you can listen anytime at your convenience on any of the podcast platforms. You'll hear the full interviews on there. Be sure to follow us also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Faith on the Field, and tell a friend about the show. I want to take a minute to thank our awesome sponsors. Please check them out on our website, International Justice Mission, Karen University, Heritage's Dairy Stores, Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates. If you would like to be a sponsor for our show and help our ministry grow, please reach out to us at team@faithonthefieldshow.com. We have various packages we can cater specific to your needs. Our goal is to be on a sports radio station in every state, and you can help us get there. If you don't have a business to advertise on, but want to help the ministry, we have a donate button on our page on faithonthefieldshow.com. And you can also help out by purchasing some of our merchandise through Remy's 828 Threads Apparel Store. We have t-shirts and so much more. Really cool stuff. Check it out. You can find it on our site, faithonthefieldshow.com. under merch. Our guest this week is Trevor Lawrence. Trevor led Clemson to a national championship as a true freshman. He finished runner-up to Devontae Smith for the Heisman Trophy last season as a junior and was selected number one overall by the Jacksonville Jaguars in the NFL draft last month. I sat down with Trevor this week. Here's my conversation with Trevor Lawrence on Faith on a Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission.
First thing I got to ask you, man, is the Jaguars called you, I believe it was three times on draft night, before they finally got you. What was going on?
I don't know, honestly. Everyone's been asking me. I think everyone thinks I was hanging up on them, but I don't even get the calls unless I'm not remembering correctly. But where I live in Clemson has terrible service, so that was probably part of it.
What's it been like these first couple weeks for you with the Jaguars, getting out there on the field and off-season workouts with your teammates?
It's been great. I think it's always cool and different starting a new journey with a new team, you know, new teammates, coaches, staff, all those things, kind of getting to know everyone. It's like, it kind of felt like first day of school when you're coming in on the first day. So that's been fun. And everyone here has just been welcoming all the rookies with open arms. So it's been great. It's been kind of as smooth as you could ask for. And it's just been nice being able to get out there with all the veterans and get some work in this period where none of the guys have to be out there, and we have almost 100% attendance every day. So it just shows kind of where this team's at and what we want moving forward. So I really like the energy that's here right now and really just excited to be a part of it.
You had a ton of success, obviously, at Clemson. You're joining a team, Trevor, that hasn't won much in recent years. How do you try to bring a winning culture and balance being a rookie, even with those expectations of a first round pick?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, keep being myself. That's been my, you know, my message to myself for the past few years, no matter what changes or what people are saying, regardless of that, just to keep being myself. And that's the same plan going forward. And I think that, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars drafted me for a reason, and that's just to be myself and to do what I've done in the past and take that on to the next level. So that's my mindset. My expectation is to keep winning. You know, they didn't bring me in to expect to lose. So even though we haven't had that much success in the past, this is a new year, this is a new team, and really a new mindset, I think, with the coaching staff and what they're bringing in. But yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, is just to continue being myself. And obviously I'm going to put the work in and I'm going to earn it. I'm going to be prepared, but overall just keep being me.
Well, Urban Meyer is a big part of trying to turn those everything around over there. What are you most excited about playing for him?
He's awesome. Definitely a player's coach. You know, what I love is, you know, the expectations are very clear. There's no misconstruing anything. We know what's expected of us. But he takes care of us too. You know, he knows how to coach a football team. He knows how to win. And I think with any great leader, especially a coach, you got to have someone where communication is super detailed and precise. And he's definitely that way. Everyone's on the same page. And I just like the energy that he's bringing in here, and that we're expecting to win this year. We don't have a 5-year plan. This isn't, let's get a little bit better and then eventually we'll win. Let's win as soon as we can. Let's win now.
You have a very familiar face with you in Jacksonville, Travis Etienne. How comfortable has he looked, Trevor, at wide receiver?
He's looked great. He's been working a little bit more, running back, kind of going back and forth. So
okay.
In a mix of both, he's doing a great job. Obviously everything's new. We're both learning a new system. So just adjusting with that, trying to help as much as I can, but we're both trying to learn it still. So a little, you know, there's obviously a learning curve, but I think he's doing a great job. He's shown some flashes. Obviously he can fly. He's got good hands, and just going to keep working, getting smoother out there, running routes. And I think the sky's the limit for what he can bring to the table.
I'm sure everyone's asking you what Tim Tebow's look like at tight end. What have you seen out of him?
He looks good. He looks great. He was in here last week for the first time, I believe on Wednesday or Thursday. He's gotten a few practices with us and he looks great. You can tell he's just a guy that you want to be around. Character is awesome. Just had a few conversations with him and I can already tell. And then just a hard worker, you know, no one's going to work harder than him. And those are the kind of guys you want in your locker room and that you want to be around every day. So, and then I'm excited to see what he does on the field as well. We've got a few days and he looks great. He's in awesome shape.
What did you think when you first found out that he was coming to the Jags? Did you think about all those intangibles that he brings? I know you both are men of strong faith, and how much maybe that could be something that you guys could bond over.
Yeah, you know, I've kind of been in my own little bubble here, just trying to go to work and just trying to get ready, honestly, get prepared and learn everything. So I haven't been paying it too much attention. Obviously, I'd heard about it, and I had never met Tim until last week, so I didn't really know him, but I was intrigued by, like you said, his character, his work ethic, and kind of what he's been able to do through his life on the field, off the field. All those things are really interesting. So I was excited to meet him. And then when it was official, you know, I saw him in the locker room and had a few good conversations, and I really like him.
Well, I happened to host an event with him at a church a couple years ago, so I really got to get to know him a little bit then. So that's why I asked you that. And one of the things I appreciate about him and you, Trevor, is your willingness to share about your faith. You've said in the past, man, that your identity rests in Christ. How does that help you as you transition now to the NFL? There's so much pressure to perform. You're the number one overall pick. But when your identity rests in him, how does that help you?
Yeah, it kind of goes in line, a little different with, you know, I talk about being myself. Well, that's kind of like part of, it's definitely a huge part of who I am. So that goes together, as in no matter what happens, I have my foundation, I know who I am. And at the end of the day, like this game, now it's my job. it's kind of my livelihood of, you know, my job, but I don't put everything into how I perform. You know, I'm going to do everything I can to prepare and play the best I can and be ready every day. But at the end of the day, you know, I don't have a great day. I got to know who I am outside of a game. So I think that puts things into perspective ultimately.
What are you doing? Tell me a little bit about what you're doing now with Gatorade Player of the Year program.
Yeah, so today I was fortunate enough to present the 2021 Gatorade Football National Player of the Year to Jackson Dart out of Utah. So that was really cool. I got to surprise him on Zoom with the award and talk to him for a few minutes. And it's just, you know, the most prestigious high school sports award. And it's really special to be a part of that. I love how it, you know, is three things involved in that. It's obviously what you do on the field, your performance. It's what you do in the classroom and in your community. And I think that's a super cool thing for an award that prestigious to make all those things just as important as the other one. So it's a really cool thing for Jackson to receive, but for me to even be a part of presenting it to him.
What's it like for you to be involved with Gatorade as a young athlete? I'm sure you grew up and you see Gatorade showers out there on the field. I don't know if they ever dumped it on your head or if you've been ever involved in doing that with a coach, but just to have an involvement with Gatorade now as you become an NFL player.
It's awesome. One thing that I've wanted to do as I've kind of started, you know, marketing and partnering with different brands and companies, I want to surround myself with the best people, the best at what they do, just the best all around. And Gatorade is a perfect example of that. Not only their product is the best, but the people that I've had the chance to work with have been amazing and have made it fun to work with them. So it's been great and just really excited for the future.
How's your shoulder doing? I know you've been out there, you've been playing. Are you able to let go a little bit more and do more each day?
Yeah, I'm getting there. You know, every week we're making some adjustments and progressing forward, and we have a great plan here. Being cautious, but also getting back in the swing of doing normal things at practice. And I feel like I'm pretty far along. I don't want to give like a certain percentage, but I feel like I'm doing really well. It doesn't bother me at all, honestly. I'm a little limited on weight that I can do with my left shoulder. But other than that, movement wise, I got full range of motion and it's feeling really good. So we're making all the steps in the right direction.
Well, it's been an incredible couple months for you, right? You get married, you're drafted number one overall. My wife and I just celebrated 9 years of marriage, and I know people give you all kinds of advice. What's it been like marriage for about 6 weeks or however long it's been now for you?
It's been great, honestly. Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been busy. I think that's not typical for most like new marriages. Usually get some time to have yourself, but it's been awesome. Marissa, my wife, is amazing. I think just having her by my side helps so much, and all the things that I have to deal with and that we have to deal with, she carries it all well. So I've been proud of kind of how she's handled it, because it's not easy for her, you know, working long hours, gone a lot, and she's awesome. So it's been going great. Thanks for asking, man. Congrats on 9 years.
I'm going to leave you with a little bit of advice. My wife and I have a great relationship, and it's 9 years been awesome, and it's been because our foundation's in the Lord. So I know you guys are right there. You don't need anything better than that, man.
No doubt. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
That was Trevor Lawrence. Thank you to Trevor for joining us this week. Thank you to Doug, Pastor Scott, Josh, and everyone on our team. And thank you for listening to Faith on a Field Show presented by International Justice Mission. With Remy, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to ijm.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
Located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Philadelphia, Karen University is the right place for students to get a dynamic experience centered on Christ and His Word. Students are equipped professionally, personally, and spiritually, and make an impact on the local community and surrounding cities. Karen is close to everything that matters for future educators, pastors, social workers, entrepreneurs, musicians, and more. See if Karen is the right place for you. Schedule a visit today at karen.edu/visit.
Did you know creating your legacy documents, will, power of attorney, advanced medical directive, etc. is important because it allows you to have control over how your estate will be distributed upon your passing? You also get to decide who will make decisions, both financial and medical, if you are incapacitated and unable to make them for yourself. It allows a trusted family member or friend to become the decision maker. Without these documents, these types of decisions will be determined by a court based upon state laws that may or may not be in order with your desires and intentions. I have two daughters and realized they could be in trouble if something happened to my wife and I. Thank goodness for Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates, because now Remy and I have our estate planning documents in place to protect our family, which is even more important during these challenging times. Make your appointment with Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates at 856-428-2266. Like I did, to get the peace of mind that estate planning can bring. That's 856-428-2266.
Since 1930, the Heritage family has proudly served the communities of South Jersey. From humble roots, Heritage's Dairy Stores now operates 33 convenient locations. Their desire is to become your convenience store of choice, not just because of their welcoming atmosphere, but because of their fresh, quality products. Heritage's milk is still the sweetest, coffee's hot and fresh, and Heritage's full-service delis offer the best local ingredients prepared and sliced on-site, far exceeding the competition. Heritage's Dairy Stores, it's not just our name, it's our heritage.